In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Great to be here with you today. So today is an interesting day. It is technically Ascension Thursday. That's traditionally what this day has always been, 40 days after Lent. So you know that Easter is 50 days total. 40 days later is the Ascension, which is technically today. And then 10 days after that is Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Well, as I mentioned yesterday, today is one of those solemnities that's movable. So there was a decision made by the bishops in the U.S. and maybe some other places as well to transfer this solemnity from today to Sunday to give more people an opportunity to celebrate this incredible great grace of the Ascension. I guess there's a thing about going to Mass twice in a week, but you can't do that with Christmas or, with some others as well. There's other solemnities that are movable, such as the Assumption. Well, not movable. It's one of the ones that it's not a holy day of obligation if it falls like on a Friday or a Monday, that kind of thing. Although for the Immaculate Conception, however, I think the Vatican said that one is not movable. At least last year it wasn't. So we'll see. But anyway, in either case, technically today is the Feast of the Ascension, or many in the United States will also celebrate it on Sunday. Again, it was an opportunity for more people to celebrate the incredible occasion of Christ's ascension into heaven. And today is also the feast day of St. Matthias, the Apostle St. Matthias. And so I want to talk about him in a little bit. But our topic today is a Beacon of Truth playlist, a playlist episode. And today we're looking at an awesome song, The Grand Illusion by Styx. I know that many of us know that song. I remember that song very well as a kid. Again, that's one of the albums I got when, the K-Tel, get 10 pennies for a dollar, 10 records for a dollar or a penny kind of a thing. And this was one of the ones that I got. I remember just playing this, dropping the needle on this over and over again. One of my favorite albums from that era. And of course, The Grand Illusion one of the songs. We're going to talk about that today on the Beacon of Truth playlist episode, The Grand Illusion by Styx. And would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Outside of North America, dial 1, then 205-271-2985. Again, if you're in Canada or Europe or the continent of Africa or South America, the Caribbean, Asia, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. Dial 1-205-271-2985. You can always email us at beacon@ewtn.com. And now you can text your question or your comment to 1-833-288 EWTN, that's 1-833-288-3986. Just give us your first name and how you're listening, followed by your brief question or comment. Remember that message and data rates may apply. All right, so today I mentioned was also the feast day of St. Matthias. And so outside of the Acts of the Apostles, we don't know much about St. Matthias. So we do know, for example, in Acts of the Apostles that, we know that Judas ended his own life and that since Jesus had chosen 12, the apostles felt that they had to replace Judas with someone else. Now, this had to be someone who was with them the entire time. So this was someone, not one of the apostles, but one of the disciples. those that followed Jesus around, that saw everything, that heard everything, that witnessed everything. And so they're going to bring one of those disciples into the fold as one of the apostles. And there were two that they were choosing from, and they cast lots, right? And the lot fell on Matthias. And so Matthias was incorporated into one of the 12 apostles. So again, we don't know a whole lot outside the Acts of the Apostles, but one branch of tradition, not sacred tradition, which is part of the deposit of faith along with scripture, but one of the pious traditions of the church says that Matthias preached the gospel in Jerusalem and in Judea along with the other apostles. And then when the apostles began to branch out, he went from Jerusalem with Peter and Andrew to Antioch and then to Cappadocia. And Matthias was ultimately stoned to death by the Sanhedrin and then beheaded in 63 AD. So Matthias was an apostle, which means he was called by God to teach and to sanctify and to lead, right? So in a very real sense, he was a living sign of the awesome and limitless love of God. So Matthias shows us by that love entails a total self-giving, right? And to the point where Matthias gave his life, like many early martyrs of the church, like many in different countries around the world today that are literally dying and sacrificing their lives for Jesus, that won't deny him and won't deny their faith in him. So they're giving their lives. So Matthias is a beautiful reminder to us that we are called to witness and to evangelize, right? Jesus, when he ascended into heaven, right? Which we're celebrating today or Sunday. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so he calls them forward to be witnesses of his love to the world, which is also, as I mentioned yesterday, the call for each and every one of us as well. And Matthias shows us that that we are called even sometimes to give our lives. And sometimes that may mean not physically giving up our life, but, you know, for example, being canceled or deplatformed on social media as a quote unquote punishment by the culture, by the cultural elites who don't like the message of salvation, who preach tolerance and diversity, except when they actually have to practice it themselves, right? Then they become hypocrites of their own pedagogy, of their own way of teaching, you know? So St. Matthias, a very little known, but very powerful saint. Why? Because he was one of the apostles. All right, my friends, Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. The Grand Illusion by Styx. That's the song we're going to break down today. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. What's not an illusion are the people who are bringing you this show today. Part of the EWTN radio family, that's Matt Gabinski, who will be screening your calls today. Michael McCall and Pedro Quiles who are helping out on social media. And the wizard himself, the master of illusion, Ace McKay. Ace, how you doing, my friend?
Pay no attention to the man behind the fedora. So just as a quick correction, KTEL were the compilation albums you got at the store. Columbia House was the 12 albums for a penny.
That's what you're right. Yes, KTEL. Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right. I got it mixed up. It's been a while.
Yeah. I too still probably owe them money. You know, it's one of those, you know, it's like worse than prison. Like it's the bond that just will never break. But before, you know, when we had to make our own mixtapes, we relied on KTEL to kind of help us assimilate some of those great hits.
Now, I do remember this from KTEL, though, the compilation, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Tony Orlando
and Dawn. Yes. I do remember that song being on one of the KTEL compilations I had.
Yeah.
So, great song.
I actually have one.
And Crocodile Rock, too. I remember that one also being on the KTEL compilation.
That's a great one. The one that I have that is off the top of my head, I have one called Rock 80s, and it had like Blondie, Cheap Trick, Gary Newman, like those were the hits that I recall from that, and like wore it out, like because it was just full of, you know, nothing but the hits.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's so true. It was great because, you know, you're always waiting to hear a song on the radio. I always have my finger on the record button on the tape, you know, like you push it to record off the radio. But it was great to have the KTEL because you can hear the all of them on one in one place.
Yeah.
You know, which I thought was absolutely awesome.
So true.
All right, my friends. Speaking of Truth Playlist episode today, we're going to take a look at The Grand Illusion. Great song by the band Styx. And would love to hear from you today on this Ascension Thursday or Feast of St. Matthias, 833-288-EWTN.
A funk band doing Inner Sandman by Metallica, but doing in like this style. It was amazing.
What?
I'll have to send it to you. It was great.
Awesome. Oh, that is awesome. I tell you, my walk today, I'm doing a different route.
All right.
You know, I think I mentioned that earlier this week that my wife told, I told her, you know, I want to try something different. You know, I've been doing the same route for a couple years now. And she goes, well, how about this one? So I've been doing it all week so far. And it's been pretty nice. A little more people than I would like. I kind of like having the quiet and kind of have like, in a sense, having the place to myself kind of a thing. But this one, this park is much larger and much more popular than the one that I usually go to. So, you know, you take the good with the bad. But the algorithm was working today, man. I was hearing some great songs. Like I Go to Extremes by Billy Joel. Mm. I had not heard that song. I love that. And I love that kind of. Second half of that bridge,
yeah,
you know, and that song just was awesome. And Lover, You Should Have Come Over, that's a great song too. Zap, you know, there was a Stevie Wonder, there's Earth, Wind, and Fire, there's a Lamb of God. So it was all over the place, man, but it was great. I loved it.
Yeah. Quite the hike you had.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Love it.
I started my workout this morning, and Zeppelin came on, and I was halfway through the workout before the song even ended.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just one song. I was like, well, all right. At least I know how long I've been doing these particular exercises.
Yeah, or like Dream Theater. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the four. Two songs,
and you're done.
2 hour walk done with four songs or something like that with them. I love that. You know, like the whole glam rock thing and prog rock and all that stuff. It's good stuff, man.
Yeah,
good
so stuff. True.
Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we're going to take a look at The Grand Illusion by the band Styx. And you'll hear Ace and I give our spin on that song. Would love to hear from you as well. Give us a call today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Just want to give a call out as we are celebrating with our EWTN radio partners, Oklahoma Catholic Radio, looking for you to help in support of their 15 stations, getting ready for Spring Pledge Drive starting Tuesday. So be thinking about your best gift. If you listen to them or stream them in any way, just another way to listen to EWTN radio. And we're so excited when our partners meet their goals and they know that continued Catholic radio is strong in their community. So think about how you can be involved. And thanks again for supporting our affiliates with EWTN Radio.
All right, my friends, Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're going to take a look at The Grand Illusion by the band Styx. We'd love to hear, you're going to hear our take on it, and would love to hear your connection with the song as well as we kind of break it down. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now, surprisingly, The Grand Illusion is the seventh studio album by Styx. Now, I find that interesting because I first discovered them with this album, not realizing they had six albums before this one.
Right.
This was the one to me that really put them on the map, at least in my mind and heart.
Well, to me, these two, this one and Paradise Theater go hand in hand because they're so, like, it's almost like a theater show. Like, there is a start and a finish. Like, on Grand Illusion especially, you have the grand finale, which is kind of a reprise of Grand Illusion. So it kind of bookends, and then they did the same thing with Paradise Theater. So to me, those albums, it's almost kind of like Rubber Soul and Revolver. They were done at the same time in my mind because where the band was, you know, big shows and arena rock, and like that's just where things were happening, late 70s, early 80s. And so I'm more of a Paradise Theater guy if I'm putting one of choice, but I do like Grand Illusion. Just because, I mean, not just for the hits, but the, I mean, it very much Dennis DeYoung and the band at that time were very much storytellers. And now, of course, they went down the rabbit hole of Mr. Roboto. Don't get me started on.
Oh, yeah. Well, Queen did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they got away from who they are, at least personally for me as a huge, huge Queen fan. I think Hot Space was a significant departure from where, you know, where they were, I guess, want to experiment, want to try new things. I guess a lot of bands did the same thing as
well. Every band does that one album that the fans are like, what?
Yeah, what were they thinking?
Huh?
Yeah.
you lost me.
All right. We're talking about the Grand Illusion today on the Beacon of Truth playlist episode. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Steve is calling from Wheeling, West Virginia, listening on Light of Life Radio. Steve, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Yes, thank you for having me. So I was driving, and I was very shocked to hear Styx and the Grand Illusion. And then I thought about it, and there are a few songs on that album that that have to do with materialism and looking beyond beauty being skin deep. One is Miss America. And one is Angry Young Man, sung by Tommy Shaw.
Yep.
Yes.
And the last one would be Man in the Wilderness, and you can use your imagination to who that man in the wilderness would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how familiar you guys are with that album or not, but
yep.
These guys grew up, Dennis DeYoung, I think he grew up in, you know, Catholic Chicago in the 60s. So I'm sure it made an impact.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Come Sail Away, Fooling Yourself, you know, were also on that. I mean, I love that album. I wore that thing out listening to it. You know, again, I'm also a sucker for harmonies. And so the harmonies in that song I thought were really rich. You know, again, being a Queen fan before that, and then listening to, you know, Styx and the harmonies and the arrangements of the songs, I was very, very attracted to that album for sure.
Yeah, and I think too, it's another reminder of a day and age where you listen to an album start to finish.
Even though
there were radio singles, it was not intended to be heard from the band's perspective, to be heard in that vein. It was to be heard as one grand album, so that you get the painted canvas, so to speak.
Yeah, and remember what we're doing here. We're not trying to reinterpret these songs to say, well, this is what Dennis DeYoung and Tommy Shaw and the members of the band were doing. You know, this is what they should have thought about. No. We're taking a look at songs that have been impactful and thinking about how we would look at them through the lens of our faith in Jesus. That's what we're doing. We're not reinterpret song. We're not trying to reimagine the song, you know, like the way the artists envisioned it when they were putting this together. Although we did look at some songs, that's exactly what the artist was doing.
Yeah.
You know, Are You Gonna Go My Way? You know, my Lenny Kravitz, for example, was an example that he wrote that song specifically, you know, with faith in mind and others as well. Then we also looked at Dear God by Ecstasy, which was an atheist song.
Right.
And so we looked at, wait a minute. See, here's the argument they're making. It goes, all these bad things are happening. How could there be a God? And so we delved into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the same thing with the Grand Illusion. You know, for me, when I think about this song, you know, I think about, for example, The Matrix. You know, so here you have, and we talked about AI before, right? AI on steroids, right? Takes over everything and finds a way to harness human beings, energy from human beings to power their technology.
Yeah.
You know, so they put basically humanity into a coma a universal coma, and everybody lives in a fantasy world. Yeah. It's just a dream world. It's not real. And then they're awakened, you know, Neo is awakened to the reality that, wait a minute, I've been living in a fantasy world. You know, now he goes into the real world. And so when I look at this grand illusion, you know, especially when we dive into the lyrics, you know, I think sometimes we think of that life as that way as well.
Yeah.
You know, what's real? What's not just the atheist arguments that they make today that there is no God, but what is real? What is my reality? Is my reality determined by the culture? Is it determined by relation with God? Do I determine my own reality? I think these are some of the things we want to look at when we're taking a look at this song.
Well, and also, if it's scientifically proven that the music that we were listening to between 13 and 15 is what shaped our musical taste, we still have an affinity, a nostalgia for those songs, those artists. And so when you go back to listen to them, if you're now filtering it through your matured life and faith, then you hear it in a way that's, because at least for me, can't say this for everyone, but I believe much like when you read the Bible for the first time, it doesn't make sense or you don't quite connect with it. But then when you go back and you process it after you've seen God at work or you've seen your heart break and heal, you're like, oh, that's what that means. Or that's an interpretation of that for me. So then the song takes on new life. Or maybe it is one that you're like, yeah, that song's pretty dark. I shouldn't probably have that on my playlist, you know, because again, God helps to filter out the stuff that shaped our mind pre-him so that then moving forward, we have a clearer perspective of who he truly is.
Yeah, and sometimes music, especially if you're going through a darker period, and that song reminds you of that period. And so you don't, you know, I don't want to listen to that song because that reminds me. Well, no, but I wouldn't mind listening to a song like that because it lets you see how far God took you.
Yes.
From where you were at that point to where you are now.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I remember that time. Maybe even some of the feelings will start coming up during that time. But now you're no longer a slave to those feelings because your faith with God has brought you out of that darkness into the light. Mm-hmm. And now you don't have to be afraid of that dark place anymore because God's light and his love and his mercy has penetrated that. And the music, you know, it helps as a reminder of how far you've come in your relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, and it's good for us to be able to see when we've grown, right? So if you hear a song and it takes on that perspective or you read a Bible verse or passage and it takes on a different meaning, it shows that you're growing. So you have the confidence to know that you are getting closer to God. You are having a clearer perspective. You are maturing. Doesn't still mean you can't act like a kid sometimes or have those fun moments, but you are maturing to a point of where now God is using you in new ways that you never even envision. Or maybe it's the one you always thought, but you're like, yeah, God will never bless me in that direction or in this way or with this ministry. But it's true. We intellectualize our faith, which then when it partners with the things that we regret in our lives, we think we are not able to be able to be used by God. And that is so not the case. We are here for a purpose and he's taking us to it.
Yeah. And so a lot of life is discovering what that purpose is,
yep. You
know? And so it's like peeling back the onion, you know, you remove the layers and to get to the heart, mm-hmm. you know, and so sometimes we have to do that in our lives. But sometimes God helps us to peel away those layers. And
right. And
a lot of times during that time, there's a particular genre of music or a particular song or a particular band that really spoke to us at that time.
Yes.
That kind of traveled with us on that journey. And so we want to take a look at that today on the Beacon of Truth playlist with The Grand Illusion by the band Styx. Awesome album released back in 1977. We'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Down this bunny trail today.
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine.
Vibe, man.
He leads a gospel worship team. And And so he's on, it's him on the mic talking to his band of, okay, 1, 4, 2, 7, like he's giving them the count. And then he's like, all right, bop, bop, bop. And then they're bop, bop, bop. And they, it, like, he's giving it to them like a half, you know, step ahead.
Yeah.
It's so entertaining to watch. And I'm like, I do not feel like a qualified musician to sit in that kind of band. But it's so much fun to watch, especially as they're leading, you know, people in worship. And it's like,
yeah. Oh, that
but this
so
kind of vibe,
awesome.
You know.
Yeah. I love that. And I love this vibe, too. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Brand New Heavies, you know?
Yeah.
Again, love the syncopation, the interplay between the drums and the bass.
Yeah.
You know, lays that foundation.
Some of the stuff that Harry Connick Jr. did in the 90s where he kind of crossed over into pop, you know, it was still jazzy,
sure. Yeah.
But it was also this kind of vein. Like, it was kind of marrying of worlds. So that's also kind of what I hear when I hear this.
Yeah, that's a super talented guy not only crossed over musical genres into movies as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
he was on TV shows,
not
movies.
A bad actor.
No. My favorite of his was Memphis Belle. He was really good. And I don't remember what character he played, but knowing that was based on a true story, one of his first gigs, I guess you could, since he's a musician, he probably would have called it a gig as well.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Well, that's why I call my speaking engagement, I call them gigs.
Yeah.
You know, term of endearment for sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm Deacon Hal Burke. You're listening to Beacon of Truth. We have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're taking a look at The Grand Illusion, the 1977 release of the band Styx. We're taking a look at the actual song, The Grand Illusion, which was on that album that sold, well, we know for sure it's certified 3 million, but some say between 3 and 6 million worldwide. I mean, the songs on there, Fooling Yourself, Come Sail Away, of course, Superstars, You and I, oh, it's love that, Miss America, Man in the Wilderness, you know, Castle Wilds, every song is like, yes, yeah, you know, I love albums like that.
Yeah.
Where you don't feel like, okay, I don't feel like listening to this one today. You kind of skip it and go to another one. I just love the way this album flows. But we're talking about The Grand Illusion today, and we're going to take a look at how we connect this song and the lyrics of the song to our faith. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call with your thoughts on this song, The Grand Illusion by Styx, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, as we look at celibacy as one of the greatest gifts God gives us, well, you can take that even deeper into our religious catalog right now. There's a great book called When God Asks for an Undivided Heart, and you can find out more about how the fruits and the gifts of celibacy through Father Andrew Apostoli. It's all available at the religious catalog now when you go to EWTNRC.com.
All right, Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, The Grand Illusion by the band Styx. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You know, the song starts off, Welcome to the Grand Illusion. You know, and so just that. In itself, thinking of life as this grand illusion, again, kind of hearkening back to I said about the Matrix, you know, where we got to go through life. We don't think about it. And sometimes we don't want to focus on what's real. And so we want to live in a it's kind of illusion that we either create for ourselves to keep ourselves safe, or, you know, we get pulled into this illusionary way of thinking and living and feeling. That's emotional based or sensory based, and not rooted in the reality of a deep intimate relationship with the Lord. So I think, in a sense, it is an illusion when we create a world within ourselves apart from God.
Yeah, well, and I think for anyone who is an artist of any kind, but especially a musician, you see bands, you go to concerts, and you envision someday that's going to be me. And this song sets that tone of, yes, I hear this song or I see this band, or, you know, and especially as, you know, bands and shows have gotten more elaborate. The stage is, there's lights and fire and pyrotechnics and, you know, people are flying across the crowd. I mean, I've seen it all, right? But I think that's the thing, is that it's not just about can you sing, can you play, but can you also put on a show that draws people in to a point that they experience this band. It's seeing these songs come alive. It's seeing these bands just push it as far as they possibly can go, and you leave exhausted. And so this song and even the live shows that Styx did during this era gave you that presence.
Yeah. And, you know, when I remember hearing this song, I remember trying to think about when I heard this song as a kid. I remember the first thing I thought of when I was listening to the lyrics was a circus.
Yes.
You know, like, especially, dum da 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 dum da 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 da, the music itself, da-da-da-da-da-da, and it reminded me, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like a play on that, so the illusion, because you, in a sense, when you go to a circus, you escape. Although there's not many circuses around anymore, but sure, you kind of escape out of reality into this like fantasy world. It's even a different environment. It's a tent.
Yeah.
You know what happens under the big top, and then there's animals, and there's magic, and there's clowns, and there's tightrope walkers, and all these kinds of things going on that really is overloading your senses. Then you go back out into the real world again. So I love this. Come on in and see what's happening. Pay your price. Get your ticket for the show, right? And we've already punched our ticket when we were born, mm-hmm, and then baptized, you know, and we're ready to enter into the fray.
Yeah. Well, and two, I think this is even the case, I think when you go into Mass for the first time, or maybe the first in a while, you're coming in with, sometimes, not speaking for everyone, I know for myself, sometimes you come in, A, looking to be a little entertained, but also not quite sure what to expect. But like, if everyone's talking about it, or everyone's telling, oh, you got to check this out. You know, as someone who grew up at a day and age when revivals were popping up all over, it was like, oh, you got to go revival, and it's all week. And again, not talking that revivals are just about show, but again, when everyone's talking about you got to get in this church, or you got to go to Mass, you got to see what God is doing in this community, in this body, whatever, there's a reason that people are excited. And so if we apply a grand illusion mindset or a show mindset to when we are coming to Mass, come and just see. Right? It is an invitation through the lives of the people who are already there every day, every week. Like there's something big happening, and you don't want to not be a part of that.
And, you know, it's funny, as you were speaking, you know, I was thinking, you know, maybe we reverse it. So maybe the illusion is the world that we're in right now. But when we enter into Mass, we enter into the real. Mm. You know, sure, we're into that sacred space,
yeah,
where we're communing with God, where God is speaking to us and we're speaking to God. We're entering this dialogue of intimate, personal, loving, and life-giving communion, where we are giving ourselves to God in a beautiful way. He's giving his life to us in word and sacrament. And then he empowers us to go out back into the world, right? From the reality of the powerful encounter with him in word and sacrament and Mass. Then we are impelled to go back out into the world, back into a world. Yeah, it's the real world, mm-hmm, but it's also back into the world where some people think that the world is an illusion.
Yeah,
you know, they're so caught up in their own stuff that they can't appreciate the depth and the reality that God is trying to bring them within the real world. So they're still living in this illusionary world, and we're called to help bring the truth. Which is not an idea, philosophy, but a person, Jesus Christ, to help bring that truth into the illusion so they can experience the reality of who God is in their life.
Yeah. Well, and when you even like jump into the second verse, and this is something you could, it's not in it, of course, of the day and age, but you could easily add social media to this verse. But don't be fooled by radio, TV, or magazines. They show you photographs of how your life should be, but they're just someone else's fantasy. How much of that are we dead scrolling on if only I had so-and-so got to do this. And, you know, it's like, pfft, like, come on. Like, that's only putting us in the constant prison that has been from the beginning of time, that we have to lift that veil and go, what is it that God is truly wanting to bless you with? Where is he wanting to bless you? Instead of trying to live up to the standard of the world and truly living by the truth of God's word.
Yeah. And when we don't do that, we get, because Satan is waiting for us to turn away from the Lord, to turn our hearts and our minds away from him, to find pleasure, to find happiness. Remember, because joy is something from the inside out. Happiness comes from the outside in. You know, to find things that will move us away from having that relationship with the Lord, focusing on myself and what I need and my pleasure, my desires and my emotions.
Yeah.
You know, so TV, magazines, porn, you know, all these kinds of things, you know, show us photographs and images and TikTok and Instagram. I'm not saying those things are bad, but again, when you're doing with the doom scroll or the death scroll, mm-hmm. as I call it, just flipping, and your mind is so caught up in these images and these different things that you lose a sense of yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's something we need to be very, very careful of. You know, so he says, you think your life is complete confusion because you never win the game. Just remember, it's a grand illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And deep inside, we're all the same. You know, again, I love that. Deep inside, we're all the same, because we're not all the same as far as culture, ethnicity, race, you know, color, religious ideology. We're all different, but that I think is a play on that natural moral law, that law that's implanted within the hearts of every single human being, where you can come to know the reality of who God is by reason alone. So would love to hear your thoughts as we talk about on this Beacon of Truth playlist episode, The Grand Illusion by the band Styx, 1977 album release, which sold millions of copies, and it was a huge influence on me as I would have been in fifth grade when this song came out, when this album came out. But I literally remember looking at the album cover and going, wow, you know, mm-hmm. the face with the zoo, the kind of a zoo kind of a feel, the jungle kind of feel, and then listen to the songs. I just remember really enjoying listening to this for the first time through. But we'd love to hear your thoughts connecting this grand illusion, you know, the world that we're living in, to the reality of our relationship with God. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
You know, if you think about it we've talked about this before, that if we're already together, even perfect strangers, we're already together in our pain and in our passions, and then we like to also throw in our music collection. So out of those three things, where we have the most goosebumps, we have the most heartbreak, we have the most opportunity for healing, any and all of those bring us together, and then God allows us to then use that to then show how he worked in our lives, how he brought us into a place of passion, how he brought us out of a place of pain, how a song spoke to us at a place. And something like this, you know, you can look at just the lyrics alone without even listening to it and go, wow, that's my life. And it's because we all can identify with trying to find our purpose, trying to find our passions, trying to get past our pain. But if we're already connected, you already know your neighbor that you haven't met yet. If you like the same bands and grew up in the same era, more than likely that alone already is going to lure you in, because you're like-minded just in your taste. So then what have been your experiences around those tastes? So we're not as stranger-like as we may see. We can hide behind social media. We can have a different handle and a face and just put the happy-go-lucky pictures up, when really there are things darker going on in our lives. But you're not alone. We all have those things that we need to just go, here's what I'm working through, and I don't know how it's going to end, but I need to trust God to help me through it all.
Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and along with our producer, Ace McKay, we're taking a look at The Grand Illusion by the band Styx, a 1977 release. Take a look at the song and connecting the lyrics to our everyday faith, everyday lived experience. And would love to hear from you if you have thoughts and memories about this song, or how this song, your thoughts about how it connects to your faith, this idea of the grand illusion and finding our reality, not in the illusion of the world, but in the reality of our relationship with the Lord. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I love this next part. So if you think your life is complete confusion because your neighbor's got it made, remember, it's just a grand illusion. Again, we people always want to show their best face.
Yeah.
You know, they want to put their best foot forward. So sometimes, you know, you think, oh, look at them. They've got so all this. Look how great their relationship is, because you see them holding hands when they go to church. You know, everybody's looking around and waving. Oh, look how happy they are. I wish we could be like that. Not knowing that they probably have some significant issues going on, but they're putting on a nice front,
sure,
a nice face, a nice illusion, you know, for everybody else. But where you can't hide is from God.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot hide your stuff from God. You can mask it, you can hide it from other people, but again, you're only fooling yourself.
Yeah.
You know, which is another
whole another song. Yeah.
Another song, right? But you're only kidding yourself. You know, so yeah, so you think that other person's got everything together, but hold on. They're at a place, maybe they're just holding it together, but they're given the illusion that everything is okay. And I think sometimes it's okay to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay not to have it all together, because at some point, everybody's going to struggle. Everybody's going to go through something. Everybody's going to go pick up that cross, right? Jesus, pick up your cross and follow me. So sometimes I think it's okay to be vulnerable, because ultimately our strength comes from sharing that gift of vulnerability.
Yeah, and nothing hurts my heart grander than to have someone of my age or older that are dealing with things that really should have been dealt with 10 years ago. Or should be a viewpoint that at a certain age, you're just wiser because, but you're still so closely, you know, trying to be like the world, or, you know, I should be getting, you know, this job role or making this amount of money or live in this size house or whatever. And we just are in pursuit of all the wrong things. And I've heard interviews, actually today, it's ironic that it would come up this way, but actors and actresses that, you know, chased their career early on, and then once they had kids, it changed the audition process. It changed how long they were on the sets. Like, you know, to them, it was all about how quickly can we go make this project so I can get home. If I don't get the audition, great, then I'm going to be home for a little while longer until the next audition or whatever. You know, it's changing that perspective to just have, again, a Christ-centered objective into the decisions that you're making, but then also to then have the empathy for those who still are behind you that need to learn those things, so you know how to pray for them, you know how to open up to them, because again, it's through that transparency that God uses us. And and we all can sometimes be like, well, I'm not capable of evangelism. No, just share your transparency of how God has worked in your life, because then someone else can go, oh, okay, well, if he did that for you, then maybe he'll do that for me. Absolutely. Like, that's the purpose, is for us to live life together. And again, I don't ever want to be to the point where I'm not still learning from my past, but I've also let that go. I'm not carrying it with me. I'm just going, okay, these are the lessons that I need to make sure my kids know, and that anyone that God puts in my path, that conversation always leans itself to, here's how I've seen God work.
Yeah. You know, and as I'm thinking about that, you know, I'm thinking about how we want, when someone looks at me, I want them not just to look at me, but to see me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to look past whatever grand illusion they may have about what they think I might be like, and to see me, to see the person that God sees when he looks at me.
Yes.
You know, so I think a lot of this getting past this grand illusion is to really to start to see each other through God's eyes, you know, and I think that's something that we should be striving to doing every day. And I think that will bring peace. I think it'll bring a lot less stress in people's lives. We just like looked each other through the eyes of the Lord. I'm Deacon Halberg, series listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're taking a look at a great song, The Grand Illusion, by the band Styx, who are still out there touring out on the road. Of course, a little bit of a breakup there. You know, Dennis DeYoung is no longer part of the group. I know he's doing his own thing, singing some Styx songs, and Styx is on the road with another singer doing their thing. And you know, they're still out there. If you get a chance to see them, you won't regret it. They're both awesome. And we're talking about The Grand Illusion off of their seventh studio album. And we're talking about a great song today. It's looking at this illusion that we, you know, sometimes we, the world gives us this illusion. This is what you need to be happy. This is what you need to have joy. This is what you need to find peace. This is what you need. But really, it's an illusion, because the real, the reality is what comes out of our relationship with God, having that deep, intimate, personal relationship with God, and how that relationship informs how we live and how we act and how we interact with others. That's the reality. And that reality is nurtured and strengthened by our encounter with Jesus in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that impels us then to go forward into the world, into the illusion, if you will, because where is our ultimate home? Heaven.
Yeah.
That's the really real, you know, and that's really our goal, is to get through this life so we can spend eternity with God forever. So we'd love to hear your thoughts as we break down the grand illusion by Styx. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
You know, you were talking about, you know, being seen or being heard. To me, I feel like that's really what it comes down to. Having the circle around you that truly sees you, sees when you're hurting, sees when you, you know, they celebrate with you on all the things for all the reasons, they pray with you through all the things. But again, oftentimes we keep to ourselves because we don't think anybody is seeing us, that no one up until this point has not seen me, heard me, even seems to care. It's the, how you doing? And you just go, doing great. And then you just go on, right?
Yeah.
You don't stop and go, hey, I feel like something's going on. Are you okay? And then really listening, not trying to offer advice, not trying to then go, well, you're not going to believe what's happening to me. No, really listening to the people around us and being intentional, because again, to me, the greatest way for us to get past the illusion is first and foremost for us to realize that we aren't in a place of darkness that no one understands, but then realizing that when we're just going around hiding our own stuff, that we're somehow creating an illusion. Because I may not know what's going on in Deacon's life every second of the day, but I guarantee he's dealing with something. And same thing with my wife, same thing with, you know, anybody that I come in contact with, if I'm truly paying attention. But are they seeing that in me? I don't know. I'm sure some days I probably carry it on my shoulders a little more than not. And whether I'm willing to open up, that's between me and the Lord. But I don't want to miss an opportunity to truly hear someone or see them, because I may be the only interaction that that person may have with God that day, or the only one. You may even be surrounded by Christians, but which one of them is going to take the time to stop and actually listen?
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I'm trying to think about this for myself. When do we actually take the time to really see someone, to really hear them? Not just listen to them, but to hear them. You know, I we always make excuses. Oh, I'm too busy. I'm too this. I'm too that. You know, but really taking the time just to hear and listen to someone. I mean, I talked about this before. I did that once in a airport lounge, you know, where one of the cleaners came over to me, saw me praying the hour, Liturgy of the Hours, the breviary, and wanted to ask for prayers. You know, I could say, oh, yeah, I'll pray for you, no problem, and just dismissed her. But I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I called her over and wanted to hear what was going on in her life and to spend time praying with her. That's the real stuff,
yeah.
You know. And we shouldn't be afraid to do that, because I think that kind of interaction sprouts from a Eucharistic heart. You know, from our encounter with God, we then share that encounter with others so that they can encounter God through us. That's how we break through the illusion and get to the reality of who God is.
Yeah, I don't want to think about the number of missed opportunities where I was either so self-focused or just in a rush that I just didn't take the time to really recognize that someone needed my time, needed my attention, because they were literally dying inside.
Yeah. Let's go to Hope calling from Whitehall, Michigan, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hope, welcome to Beacon of Truth. We got like less than 2 minutes. Yeah. Hi. Great to hear from you.
Yeah. Super quick. I am a new Christian. I just started OCIA last week, actually. So I'm really excited about that. My question, I guess it's not a question, but even though I was raised Lutheran, my mother was a Gnostic. So I grew up in sort of occult practices, and the illusion that we were under is about all of that false teaching and how they twisted the word of God. And for my whole life, I thought that was reality. And it was actually Father Ripperger, his teaching on demons, that exposed me to the truth of what the Catholic Church is, and that it is truth.
Oh, amen. The way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. All right, my friends, until we're together again, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm.